Morning Edition continues. Along with Colin Jackson, I'm Lisa Autry. The Food and Drug Administration announced new steps yesterday aimed at further decreasing U.S. smoking rates, which have been falling for decades. The FDA will ban menthol from regular cigarettes and tighten rules regarding the sale of electronic cigarettes. In this interview, former U.S. Congressman Ben Chandler, who now heads the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, responded to the FDA's announcement.
We're very pleased that the FDA is being so, I guess, proactive about this sort of thing. Banning menthol products is really quite something. There's been concern for a long time that menthol products were more dangerous. So it's good to see that happen. It's also good to see them take an approach on doing something about e-cigarettes, because the e-cigarette usage has burgeoned, particularly among young people. And that's not the intent of e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes were produced to try to wean people off of regular cigarettes, not to hook new smokers, which is what's happening, I'm afraid, with young people.
Mm-hmm. The journal Pediatrics released a study this month that said adolescents who first try electronic cigarettes end up smoking traditional cigarettes at about the same rate as the youth who went straight to cigarettes.
That's exactly right. So we've got evidence that it is a gateway to smoking. That again, that's not the idea. You don't want e-cigarettes to lead to smoking tobacco products, and we think that's exactly what it does.
And one of the problems with electronic cigarettes is that they're flavored and they're marketed toward the younger consumer.
You know, the e-cigarette companies would suggest otherwise, but the truth is that they have flavors such as bubblegum and cotton candy. Those are flavors that are attractive to young people. I don't think you can really, with a straight face, make the suggestion that those are for adults. You got nicotine in these products. Essentially, what you're doing is you're addicting young people.
Whose brains are still developing.
That's right. Well, whose brains are still developing, that's one problem. And then the other problem is, again, you addict them and it will lead to smoking tobacco products.
As you mentioned earlier, electronic cigarettes were originally made to help adult smokers wean themselves off of regular cigarettes. But is there any evidence out there to suggest that that's actually what they do?
I think there's not any real good evidence. Now, I think generally speaking, it's believed that it is a less harmful product. But that being said, we don't know what's in e-cigarettes. This is one of the problems. The FDA's got to do more work on determining what you're ingesting when you smoke an e-cigarette, when you vaporize these products.
The CDC announced last week that cigarette smoking among adults in the U.S. In 2017 reached an historic low at 14%. But when you look at states like Kentucky, there are still demographic and geographic disparities.
Well, I can tell you that we lead the nation in cancer. It's a tremendous concern. Why do we lead the nation in cancer? Because we essentially also lead the nation in smoking. Our smoking rate is 62% higher than the national average. That's just unacceptable. And when you say there are disparities within Kentucky, particularly in the rural areas of Kentucky and particularly in the eastern part of the state, we don't want to lead the nation in cancer. And that's what the foundation's trying to do. We're trying to do something about it.
Ben Chandler with the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Lisa.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.